Okay, today I want to talk. I want to discuss today a few short lumbishot ideas relating to Rosh Hashanah. Everything I'm telling is coming from the sefer called Avnei Shoyam. Avnei Shoyam. The mechaber is Yeshaya of Yeshaya. I do not pronounce his name.
Slomowitz.
It's a very popular sefer, very popular set of Slom. In the last, I would say, 5-6 years, he put out a number of volumes. They're very, very high level. Very dense. Dense, the lumbus is dense, but let's just try to extract a few short ideas that we can learn from for Rosh Hashanah. The first interesting Shiloh we'll talk about today is what happens if you forget to say, it's very rare, it's almost impossible for this to happen if you're down from a machzor, but what happens if you forget to say on the first night of Rosh Hashanah, HaMelech HaKadosh? Everyone knows that if you forget to say, If you say Hakel HaKadosh during the Atzeres he made Shuva, you have to repeat the entire Shemona Esrei. Okay, everyone knows that halacha. So when you're davening Atzeres he made Shuva, you figure out. But what happens if you're saying on Rosh Hashanah? Let's say Rosh Hashanah by day, you forget this. You see, you come to the end of the bracha. But how does the bracha conclude? Okay, the bracha. Can't remember, but what's the nusach? After the dar v'dar, you go through many shilcha. You go through v'chein pein pachtecha. Go through many tzvokos. Okay, so you go through many paragraphs until you come to the very end. Baruch Atah Hashem, HaMelech HaKadosh. What happens if somehow you're not davening from a machzor on the first night of Rosh Hashanah, you're saying it balpeh, and you come to the end of the chasim of the first of the third bracha, and you say Hakel HaKadosh? Now the truth is, it could happen if you say the Shemona Esrei by heart. You can in all of those extra paragraphs, and all the extra paragraphs in the bracha of Atah Kadosh are not ma'akif. If a person on the first night of Rosh Hashanah, or for that matter, for the whole Yom Tov, would say the first three brachas exactly the way you say the first three brachos the whole year round, and just conclude HaMelech HaKadosh, you're okay. And then you go say Atah V'Chartanu, as long as you say Atah V'Chartanu, and you make mention of Yom Tov, you're okay. We, on Rosh Hashanah, we expand upon the bracha of Kedusha. Atah Kadosh, V'Shimcha Kadosh, U'Kadosh V'Chol Yom Yehalelucha Sela, Kikel Melech Gadol V'Kadosh Atah, before we're willing to be choisin, Baruch Atah Hashem, HaMelech HaKadosh, we like to take our time. We read about 5-6 paragraphs, 4 or 5 paragraphs before we wind down, Baruch Atah Hashem, HaMelech HaKadosh. And then we say Atah V'Chartani Kol Amim, and we go through the Nusach, and we make mention of the Kedusha of Yom Tov. And of course, Musaf, we mention Malchion, Zichronis, and Shoifas. But what would happen if a person comes to Shemona Esrei and he's not thinking and he just starts saying Baal Peh, the first three brachos? The first three brachos, and you conclude Baruch Atah Hashem, HaKel HaKadosh. And then you say, oh, what did I do? I made a mistake. No, let me go Vayitra. I'll go and I'll say now Atah V'Chartani Nikol Amim, and I'll make mention of you've given us this Ayoyim HaZikaron HaZeh, and go V'chulu V'chulu. The question is, do you have to repeat the Shemona Esrei? Now you'll say to me, of course you have to repeat the Shemona Esrei. Why should the first night of Rosh Hashanah be any different than the first day of Rosh Hashanah? Or why should it be different than the whole Rosh Hashanah? Well, the answer is, Rosh Hashanah is also Rosh Chodesh. And we all are aware that if a person forgets to say Yale V'Yavoy on Rosh Chodesh Shachris or Mincha, you have to repeat the Shemona Esrei. But if you forget to say Yale V'Yavol and Ma'ariv, you do not need to repeat the Shemona Esrei. What?
Only the first.
No, both days. Halacha l'maisa, both days. We pass both days. There are opinions that say the chibush in the first and the second day, but halacha l'maisa, Mishnah Berurah, it's clear he holds both days. Why? What's the law on this? Because we're not, Bezdin is not mekadesh the lechodesh belayla. Bezdin does not sit in judgment, sit in Bezdin to decide if now is Rosh Chodesh. So it's never really Rosh Chodesh at night. Even though retroactively, in the next day, it may be that they're going to declare that day to be Rosh Chodesh, and retroactively, the night before was Rosh Chodesh, but we don't look at it like that. We look at it at the moment. And if Allah, if you say, if you don't make mention of Yalav Yavo, you do not have to repeat the Shemon Esrei. Not that Yalav Yavo is not important. It's very important. I'll prove to you it's important, because in Chol HaMoed, when you say Yalav Yavo, if you forget to say Yalav Yavo, you do have to repeat the Shemon Esrei. So the question is Hakmelech HaMelech HaKodesh the same darga, the same league as Yalav Yavo on the first night of Rosh Hashanah? Because who says it's Rosh Hashanah? Rosh Hashanah is also Rosh Chodesh. And Bezdin has to sit and declare it to be Bakesel Yom Chagein, who has to declare it to be Rosh Hashanah, Bizman Shabbos Hamil Shayekayim. They would wait for witnesses to come to declare that this day is going to be Rosh Hashanah, so it's not going to be declared until the following morning. So maybe if you had not, you don't say Hamelech HaKadosh, you are okay. So this, in fact, is a major Machlekes HaPaiskim. What the halacha is. Give me one moment. We'll turn back a few pages. Find it. The details. So the halacha is the Chaya Adam. He quotes in the name of Hagoyin. I do not know how to pronounce this. Rav Avile Paswaller. Pasval. This is from the Chaya Adam Hagoyin. And if a person indeed forgets to say Hamelech HaKadosh, Chaye Adam, okay, this is the major halachic say for Paskins, you do not repeat the Shemona Esrei. It's no difference than forgetting to say Yalev Yavo. Okay. Now, the problem with this is the Hamelech HaKadosh is not the same thing as Yalev Yavo, because the fact is, we do. Well, what would happen if a person, for example, what would happen if a person would not say the right, the correct Shemona Esrei? You would say the night of.
You would say
Atochani. You would go through the 18 brachas, and then you realize, what did I do? Lip service. Mitzvah Sanashim Limuda. I said the wrong Shemona Esrei. Would you be required to repeat the Shemona Esrei? Certainly, because tonight is Yom Tov. If tonight is Yom Tov, and you are required to repeat the Shemona Esrei, so that also includes within it that it is a time of Mishpat, it's a Zman of Din, and that should require you to repeat the Shemona Esrei for leaving out, even mention that today is the Yom HaDin of HaMelech HaMishpat. So this, what? HaKadosh. So this is the very tough question. Now, in response to that question, there's a lot of lumbus. There's the Beis Halevi. I don't even remember all the details, but in response to that lumbus, and there's a Rav Moshe on this. Rav Moshe also has a tshuva on this. Halacha l'mayis, I think he says that you do have to repeat the Shemona Esrei. Rav Moshe is machmer. Rav Moshe paskins not like the Chaya Adam, that you do have to repeat the Shemona Esrei, like we just said. But the response is this is where we break up everything into its smallest parts. And we actually discussed this last week. There are two dinim in Rosh Hashanah. Number one, there's a din of Kedushas Hayoim. Number two, there's another din of, it's a Zman of Din. Rosh Hashanah Mitzad Echad is a Yom Tov. But Rosh Hashanah is also a Yom HaDin. And the Chazal say that the Bezdin Shel Mala does not sit in judgment until the Bezdin Shel Mala sits in judgment. In Halacha, the Bezdin Shel Mata cannot, Al-Pi Halacha, sit in judgment until it's a Yom. There's no such thing as Bezdin sitting in judgment at Laila. It's a Gzeres HaKosef. Pasuk says it has to be only by day. We learn it has to be only by day, not by night. So the Bezdin Shel Mala is not allowed to sit in judgment until the Bezdin Shel Mata is sitting in judgment. Therefore, it can be the blomus of the Chaya Adam is true, even though in a Hanami that at the night of Rosh Hashanah in Halacha is called a Yomtif, to the degree that if you forget to say the proper Shemona Esrei, you have to repeat the entire Shemona Esrei, but that does not have any bearing on the expression of Hanelech HaKadosh verse Hakel HaKadosh. The reason why we change from Hakel to Hamelech is because it's a Zman of Din. The Zman of Din begins in the morning of Rosh Hashanah and goes all the way through Yom Kippur. But the night of Rosh Hashanah is still not yet called the Yom Ha, is not yet called the Zman of Din. Therefore, just like we have the principle that if you do not say Yalav Yavo on the night of Rosh Chodesh, you do not need to repeat of the Shemon Esrei because it's not a time when Beis Din can establish this day as Rosh Chodesh. Similarly, in Din, it's not yet a Tkufa of Din, even though it is established as a time of Yom Tif, and you have to recite a certain Shemon Esrei. It's still not yet called a Zman of Din, and if you do not say the Melech HaKadosh, the Chayi Adam's Lom, this is, you do not need to repeat over name of this opinion. You do not need to repeat over the Shmona Esrei. So there are different opinions. That's just the point I want to make. The Lomdus is, and then the next very big question is, what about two more Shilas, related Shilas? What happens if a person daven Shachris before Alois HaShachar? We all know that l'chatchila you're not supposed to daven shacharis until alois hashachar. But b'di'eved, if you daven shacharis before alois hashachar, yotza. You fulfill, is it before?
If you have no plans to get it,
well, you have to wait until alois hashachar you're out. I'm sorry, I'm getting confused. Before. Okay, let's make it. Let's before no, even before Alois HaShachar b'diavet.
Even before, if you don't have any plans to go back to sleep.
Give me one moment. I'm sorry. After, you can't daven until before Alois HaShachar. Let's say before Netzachama. The Pashtus is Beis Din does not sit in din until sunrise. Not Alois HaShachar. Why is that so? Beis Din is not allowed to sit in din in before Alois HaShachar, before Netzachamo? Has he vada yoim? Is such a halacha? That's what it seems. It seems, okay, I have to find the source for this. It seems it's such a halacha that Beis Din is not allowed to issue a verdict. It has to be daylight. It has to be full daylight. Full daylight requires that there be mamish Netzachamo. But you are allowed, l'chatchila, to daven before sunrise. Ma'aseh mechol yom. You can daven before sunrise. There's the kivasikin. You want to go daven l'chatchila. You want to go daven kivasikin. But b'di'evan, you can daven before sunrise as long as it's pesach alois hashachar. So the shaila is...
When you daven kivasikin, yeah. At sunrise, you're up to...
That's called Zman of Tefillah. That's when you're going to say HaMelech HaKadosh. But L'chatchila, you can also daven the Shemona Esrei before Netzachama. But Beis Din, it appears that there is a halacha that Beis Din is not allowed to sit in judgment until Netzachama. So therefore, the question is, not only is this halacha true when it comes to making a mistake and not saying HaMelech HaKadosh at night, you'll have the same shayla of Shachris. Let's say by mistake Shachris, you said HaKel HaKadosh, but you daven Shachris before Aloy, before Netzachama. So it's already before the Zman when Beis Din would be allowed to sit in Mishpat. If Beis Din Shalmata cannot sit in Mishpat, it's not yet the Zman of Mishpat for the Beis Din Shalmaila. But the other side is, like we said before, it's Yom Tif. Yom Tif has demands that the Nusach be recited correctly. And here, the third issue is, when it comes to Shachris Loi Plug, here we have a third ingredient which we add into the mix. When it comes to Bisham, when it comes to Ma'ariv, so it's Ma'ariv, it's always going to be a Tkufa when you don't necessarily, when everyone in the whole class theoretically can say HaKel HaKadosh at in Maariv. But Shachris, since the Hamoin Am is davening Shachris in the proper way, Kivosikin, and at that point in time it's going to be Netzach Amma, and then L'chol HaDeos, once you already reach the Zman of Netzach Amma, you have to say HaMelech HaKadosh, so Loi Plug. So if someone wants to daven this specific tefillah, the tefillah of Shachris, before Netzach Amma, it has to be like everyone else in Klal Yisrael, and the Nusach must be consistent, it must be HaMelech HaKadosh, and then it would not, or maybe not, maybe in Echnami, we can say that since you are davening before Netzach Amma, before the Zman when Bezin Shalmata sits in Din, it's before the Zman of Din for Bezin Shalmala, and Bidiyavid, if you say HaKel HaKadosh, you would not need to repeat the Shemon Esrei. Another Shaila is, what about the second night of Rosh Hashanah? How far do we take this? Do we say that in the Tzedek of the Yom, there are 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, just like when it comes to Yale V'Yavo, Yale V'Yavo, if you forget to say Yale V'Yavo, even on the second night of Rosh Hashanah, you do not need to repeat the Shemona Esrei. Maybe if you forget to say HaMelech HaKadosh on the second night of Rosh Hashanah, you also do not need to repeat Shemona Esrei. So here it appears, all the Poskim HaMachmer, they hold that Rosh Hashanah is called a Yom HaArechta, at least in this respect, it's one long day, and once the Zman of Din has begun on the morning of the first day of Rosh Hashanah, it's already a Zman of Din, and that Zman of Din continues all the way through the Rosh Hashanah, and you must say HaMelech HaKadosh to the degree that if you forget, it's going to be Makif. Okay, so this
first
iteration is a Shabbos. The Bezin Shalmata, but it's still a Tkuf of Din. There is still Din, even though the Bezin Shalmata does not sit on Shabbos, but it's a Tkufa of Yom, and Yom is enough for the Bezin Shalmala to sit. And you're right, that's a good point. You say there's no Bezin, but we don't say that. Everyone agrees that when Rosh Hashanah falls on Shabbos, it's still a Yom HaDin. And we follow the general. So this is just want to throw out these lomisha points. These, the point of the first night of Rosh Hashanah, how far do we go in comparing it to Yale V'Yavo? The first night of Rosh Hashanah, the second night of Rosh Hashanah, before Netzach Amma. What are the issues? The issues are, do we say it's part of the Nusach HaTzfilah? And everyone agrees the Nusach HaTzfilah must be correct. If you don't say the right Shemona Esrei, you have to repeat it. Or do we say that, no, there are two dinim. There's a din of the Nusach HaTzfilah. There's a din that this day is called a Yom Tov. And there's also a degree of Mishpat, of din. And for din is why we change from HaKel HaKadosh to HaMelech HaKadosh. And if that's the case, that only begins in the morning, not at night. And therefore there's room for leniency. Tzmach Lekis, the Chai Adam, and many other Paiskim, Rav Moshe, I think, sides from the Man Tzad, that you do have to repeat the Shemon Esrei should this happen. Okay, let's go to another quick idea.
What about the Aseres Yemei Tshuva at night?
You have to, for sure, you have to repeat. You must repeat if you forget, because once the din has started, you have to repeat the Shemona Esrei if you make a mistake. Absolutely. At night, no question about it. Only time for leniency will be the first, because the first, the Mishpat, does not begin until the morning. Okay, one more quick short Lomisha Yisoid. And the way he presents it here, so this is a very big topic, but he presents it here in a very unique way. I never saw it presented in this way in the Avnei Shayam. The question of, are you allowed to eat before the blowing of shofar? Yep. So every shul has a different custom. In some shuls, they daven a little bit earlier, and it's not a problem. They daven shachris and musaf in one shot, and they don't have the nisoyon of making kiddush and eating before tekiyos. In the yeshivas, they daven a very long davening. It's very difficult. It's very hard for the Talmidim to wait until 3, 4 o'clock to eat, till we'll get home to eat. So the custom is they make kiddush and they're toyeim before they blow shofar. What are the issues? Are you allowed to eat before tekiyos? Are you not allowed to eat before tekiyos? Yes and no. So the Avnei Shayam says that the entire issue from beginning to end is found in Shulchan Aruch. Now the Shulchan Aruch doesn't talk about this. It doesn't talk about this, to the best of my knowledge, about eating before a shofar. There's no mention of it. Where is it found in Shulchan Aruch? Every issue, every possible svara is found in the Mishnah Berurah, in the laws of Netilas Lulav, and Shulchan Aruch and Mishnah Berurah. So let me read the laws of Shulchan Aruch. It's in Siman Tov Resh Nun Beis, the laws of Lulav, Sukkis, Asur Le'echol Kodem She'yitelena. You're not allowed to eat until you take the Dalet Minim. That is the halacha. You can't come home from shul, oh, I didn't have a kosher levanesha, let's first have lunch, and then after we eat lunch, we'll go take the levanesha. It is forbidden. V'im shochach v'ochal, let's say you are in the middle of your suda, and you remember, al shulchanoi, bayom harishon shu minat Torah, yafsik. The first day of Sukkot, it's minat Torah to take da'al aminim, you have to stop in the middle of the meal, afilu yeshuchus bayom, even if it's very early in the day, there's plenty of time, not going to forget, you have to stop immediately, lidloi achar yafsik afilu yeshuchus bayom litlach ha'yishuyachal, you have to stop right away. Okay, now what are the issues? Now, Rosh Hashanah, of course, is equivalent to the first day of Sukkot, because on Rosh Hashanah, we're dealing with a mitzvah deraisa. Blowing shofar is a mitzvah deraisa. So the Mishneh Berurah explains, Osur Liachol. Then the Mishneh Berurah quotes, in the name of the Chayei Adam, Uti'ino be'oma medina shari. You're not allowed to have a full-fledged meal before you take the Dalet Minin. But you can have a te'ima, you can have a little snack. But only if it's absolutely necessary. Okay, let's go further. Now, a person is traveling on the road, and you anticipate you're going to arrive at your destination on the first day, Sukkot. For some reason, you're stranded, and you're traveling. Well, that's the Rabban already. Chomer is more prominent. But here is the first day, Rosh Hashanah. Oy hadorim al hayishuvim u'mishalchem luchem lulav. Let's say they're sending, they're where you're waiting. You're at home, you're homebound, and someone's going to send you a lulav and estrog, and I'm hungry. I'm at home. I can get out of the house. They're davening in shul, and they told me that when shul is over, someone's going to come to the house and bring for me a lulav and estrog, but I want to eat now. Do I have to wait for the lulav and estrog to arrive? Yam tinu ad chatzos hayom. So the law rule is, you have to wait until Chatzos. That is the cutoff point. And why is Chatzos the cutoff point? This is very critical. The lawyer is Safilu B'Yomishin Shul Minat Torah. There's a conflict. You have a mitzvah d'oraisa to do something, to take the lulav and estrog, or for that matter, to eat, to blow the shofar. But there's also a prohibition to fast on Yom Tov. You're not allowed to fast on Rosh Hashanah. It is osur. No, nothing to talk about. The osur les anos. So therefore, the cutoff point is Chatzos. If you know that you're not going to get your lulav before Chatzos, you are allowed to sit down and have a meal. If you're in the Beis HaKnesses, that would be, now what does that translate? Let's just start translating this into the laws, the way he presents it. If you're in the Beis HaKnesses, and the davening will pass the time of Chatzos.
Yes, it does. It
will pass the time of Chatzos. You're not mechuyif. You're not mechuyif, since there's a prohibition to fast on Yom Tov. You're not allowed to fast on Yom Tov. And if you know that your davening is going, you're not going to be able to do the mitzvah, the time you're going to finish the mitzvah, the 100 koilos are going to be complete after Chatzos. By doing that, you are going to be in violation of fasting on Yom Tov. You're allowed to eat. That's what it says. It should eat.
Who does that? Right. Finish this.
Okay, the afilu b'yoyim v'yishon shu minat Torah, the osur l'stanes, v'yesham, some say, the mitzap sh'yav l'luv v'ein lo'y l'chantin klal. Then the Mishnah Berurah says something even more lenient. Look what he says. He says even a bigger chesh. If you take the Mishnah Berurah to its natural conclusion, it really comes out the Mishnah Berurah is from the biggest mekilim in the matter of eating before tekiyas, which is a bit of a shock for many people. And he goes on to say that even if it's not going to happen, even if you know that they're going to bring you the lulav before Chatzos, but you know it's coming, you know it's on the way, de'im mitzapesh she'yaviu lo lulav ein lo lahamtin klal, then you don't have to wait at all, you can eat right away. Because since you know it will arrive, you're allowed to eat right away. Someone's going to remind you to take the lulav. Since someone guaranteed that they're going to bring you the lulav, they told you they will arrive approximately at 11 o'clock, The Mishnah Berurah says you can have a breakfast.
So the problem is that you might forget to.
You might forget. So therefore, you have to wait until Chatzais. So, and that's only if you're on your own. The Mishnah Berurah is very lenient. So he quotes over here all these sources. They take this Mishnah Berurah al achas kama v'kama. When it comes to blowing shofar and it's Rosh Hashanah, you're not going to forget to go back to shul. Especially if you're in a yeshiva where you're not even leaving the building. Okay, many shuls, they have the kiddush in the Beis HaKnesses, so you're not even leaving the Beis HaKnesses. Al achas kama v'kama, there's something that is reminding you. The only reason why you're not allowed to eat before you do a mitzvah is because you may get carried away in your suda and you'll forget to do the mitzvah. But if someone's going to remind, and even that is exceptions, if you're going to have to wait until chatzos, it's okay. It's okay, you can have your suda, we're not afraid you're going to forget about it because we don't want you to fast. And if someone's going to remind you, then you can be even more mekel, you can eat your suda right away. So when you take all of these factors together, alachas kama v'kama, there's nothing to talk about, you're allowed to have a suda, you're allowed to make kiddush, you're allowed to have a suda before you blow the shofar, because the blowing of the shofar is going to pass, it's going to extend past the zman of chatzais, and there's certainly people that are there around you to remind you, so there is no problem. And then he goes even further. Person who is cholosh liba bevada yuchal lismachazeh. Person who is concerned will lie. So from the Mishnah, when you take the laws of the Mishnah, this is not, I'm not saying this. This is quoting over here many sources that says the chassam is a chassam. So there's Rebbe Kiva Eger. There's a whole long list of paiskim over here that talk about this. There's very, very strong grounds to be makel. The only reason why you should blow shofar before the Yom Hadin, technically, the only reason why you should not eat before you blow the shofar on a very technical level. Let's first focus on the technical aspects, because you're not allowed to do a mitzvah. You're not allowed to eat before you do a mitzvah. Because if you get involved in eating, you may forget to come to do the mitzvah. The exceptions are if the mitzvah will be done after chatzais. Exception number two, if someone's going to remind you. And certainly you can be making when your person is very weak. And when you translate this into Rosh Hashanah, when everyone is involved in doing the mitzvah of Rosh Hashanah and the shofar, and you're in shul, you know you're not going to forget, and the davening is going to go past chatzais, and bizman is there, we're all very weak, there's nothing to talk about that is 100% mutter. The only reason why you would want to be machmir is because not because of technical reasons, but because of Kabbalistic reasons. What are the Kabbalistic reasons? The blowing of the shofar is the Yimei Hadin. Like Soich Lo Al Hadam. We have a principle that when your person is in the matzav of the Yimei Hadin, when your life is on the line, you want to be in a proper frame of mind, you want to be in a state of aim of the Yibul of Ne'akadosh Baruch Hu. You should not be sugar-coated. You don't want your stomach to be in your mouth to be sugar-coated at the time when you are Omer Lifnei HaMelech. But that's a Kabbalistic reason. That's not a technical halachic reason. According to halacha, let of Lord is mutter. Now another very big issue, which may come as a very big surprise to many people, is who says you have to make Kiddush? Who says you have... What? Who says you have to make Kiddush before you daven Musaf? Now why should this be different than any other Shabbos? And first of all, who says on a regular Shabbos you have to? When does the Zman of Kiddush begin? The Zman of Kiddush begins L'chora either after Kriyas HaTorah, or after Musaf. In Ger, they have a custom, and many of the Ger Shtiblach, they have a custom that they learn. Before they Kriyas HaTorah, they learn for 1 hour, and the minig is, they have coffee, and they don't have Kiddush. Coffee without Kiddush, because the chiv. Now let's take a step back. Many people before they come to shul, they take a drink. They have coffee, they have tea, they have other things. So why don't they make Kiddush? How come they don't make Kiddush? Because the chiv Kiddush has not yet begun. You only can make Kiddush when there's the chiv Kiddush. When does the chiv Kiddush begin? Only after you finish Shacharis, or only after you finish Kriyas HaTorah. After you finish Kriyas HaTorah, there's a trigger, the requirement to make Kiddush. Rosh Hashanah is even more makel. The Chi of Kiddush does not begin until after you hear Shofar. It's an incredible lumnus. It's an incredible kula. That on a regular Rosh Hashanah is even more makel than a regular Shabbos. On a regular Shabbos, there's nothing to do. So you daven Shacharis. So the question is, there's a debate. It's not clear, when does the Chi of Kiddush begin? Does the Chi of Kiddush begin after you finish Shacharis before you lane, or does the Chi of Kiddush begin after laning, or maybe the chiyuv kiddush verse begins after musaf. I think there are three different opinions of when the chiyuv kiddush begins.
A woman that doesn't daven, she doesn't have a chiyuv kiddush.
If a woman is not going to daven, if she's not planning on davening, so it's already past that zman. She's already in more trouble because the zman I'm not davening, she's already up to kiddush. She's already up to the zman kiddush, so she'll have to make kiddush for breakfast. It's more, but if a person is going to daven, so there are things to do. So the chazal did not require me to make kiddush until I've passed certain marks of the day, which is shacharis, kriyas atara, musaf. Guess what? On Rosh Hashanah, there's something that everyone agrees you have to do before you eat. You have to blow shofar. Did you blow shofar yet today? No. So is there a chiv kiddush upon you? Maybe it's a bracha levatala. Maybe making kiddush a bracha levatala, making a bar priyagofen. It's not a bracha levatala, but maybe the kiddush that you're going to make before shofar is not going to help. After if a person makes kiddush in the Beis HaKnesset before shofar, when he goes home, it might be a good idea to make kiddush all over again. Because the kiddush that you made in the Beis HaKnesset before the kiddush shofar wasn't a kosher kiddush. Because the chiv kiddush first begins after you've done everything the Rabbanan told you to do today. They told you to blow shofar, and the ikar zman to blow shofar is not like what we do during Musaf. The ikar zman to blow shofar is during Shacharis. So until you blow shofar, the chiyuv kiddush does not kick in. And in the Chananda, there's a long list of poskim that say that you don't even need to make kiddush. You can daven Shacharis, and then there's Kriyas HaTorah, and then there's a break. Everyone goes home, or everyone goes to the back of the shul, and they eat without kiddush. And then you come back and you blow shofar. And now after you blow shofar, halacha l'mayis, that's not what we do. Halacha l'mayis, it's not the common minhag is to go, the common minhag is to make kiddush. We hold that the chiyuv kiddush already has begun after we finish shacharis, like a regular Shabbos, l'chumra. That's what we hold. And therefore we make kiddush first, those who do make kiddush, and then they blow shofar. Now also, you should know some of another custom, this is a very interesting custom, why don't we make a pshara and make kiddush? I actually saw this done in one place. They make kiddush between the tekiyos de miyoshev and the tekiyos de mu'umit.
It's a hefsek.
Who says it's a hefsek? Let me ask you, we discussed this. When you make a bracha on a piece of fruit, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam Borei Eitz, I take a little te'ima, a little piece of fruit, and then do I have to make another bracha 5 minutes later when I want to eat another piece of fruit? Once you made the bracha, and the bracha was chal upon a mashahu, that's what we discussed. That's why we discussed when you can say the yihirat signs. It's not adarabah. It's better that you should at least say the tekiyas which are de'oraisa, the tekiyas de'miyoshev, you chaperayin an entire set of tekiyas, yidav and shachris, you'd kriyas atayra, and you blow 30 koilos, and then you have a break.
Where did she quotes
over here. We don't have this. The quotes over here. This is a minute kadmon. And then you take a break. It's a great idea. No, think about it. You mekayim the mitzvah deraisa. You did not. It was the din. You yoitzah deraisa. You did everything perfectly. You did the mitzvah before chatzos. You did the mitzvah right away. And now you eat. Everything is done properly. And now you'll have a break. And now you'll daven musaf. What's so terrible? What's so terrible? So what?
It's a very good idea.
He were over here. He brings down. This is what they used to do. This is what they used to do in some places. What's such a terrible idea? And then you have musaf. And in fact, he brings down something else. He says to Chimansky, he quotes Rishonim. He quotes Rishonim that I forgot who says it. It's an incredible chiddush. He says that in the Iker Hadin, in Rishonim Kadmonios, there was no brocha asher kiddushonim b'mitzvayse v'tzivonu l'shmoya kol shofar. There was no such brocha. This is a modern takana to make a brocha. It's nichlal in the brochas of the Shemona Esrei. There was no bracha for shofar. They blow when you say the nusach atfilah, malchios, zichronos, and shofar. There are three extra brachas, and in those three brachas you blow tekiyos. Those brachas of malchios, zichronos, and shofar are the brachas for tekiyah shofar. This is what some of the rishonim say. It became a new takana later on because of shmat. We couldn't blow shofar, and this happened, that happened. So we just started blowing shofar outside of Shemona Esrei. You're going to blow shofar outside of Shemona Esrei all alone? You just can't do a mitzvah all alone without a bracha. Okay, so we'll package it with a nice bracha, l'shmona called shofar. So who says you need to make a bracha altogether? Who's going to make a bracha altogether? And the Hanami, these are all minhagim which were definitely practiced, Bishanim Kadmonios. And today, you know, today it's very new. What we are doing today is no good no matter what. Because either you're going to go to a shul, most shuls, not the Sikhim being a very good, but most shuls, many shuls, they'll dive in, they start like early, and they go straight, and they finish like you say, 1 o'clock, 1:30, so you're definitely finishing after Chatzais. You're not going to be eating. You're not going to become making conditions at least 1:30. Many shuls are like that. No break. So that's problematic because you're fasting. You're fasting on Rosh Hashanah. So what's the other solution? To have a break, and make kiddush. That's also not a solution because you're eating before shofar. These other solutions are not so bad. These are the solutions of in between the dechista and the moment, or that's when you have the break. What was the other solution, and then as far as the bracha is concerned, who says you have to make a bracha? You don't have to make a bracha. The bracha is out there. You make a bracha for the Nekiyas Tumah Yoshev, and the koilus that you're going to hear for the Nekiyas Tumah Umid, you have a bracha. You have the original bracha, the real bracha, the bracha the way it was, Mishon Kanmonios, the brachas of Malchios, Zichon, and Shofar, of the Shemona Esrei. Okay, so these are just some of the issues. It comes back to Lulav.